This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. House Republican Conference has voted to get rid of the Independent Ethics Office and substitute it with a complaint board that reports to the Republican-controlled Ethics Committee in an effort to bury ethical problems. A new provision in the French labor law does not ban work-related emails, but does require that companies with more than 50 employees negotiate a new protocol to ensure that work does not spill into days off or after work hours. Some consultants have recommended that employees and managers avoid the reply all function on emails to groups. Another approach recommends setting a time each evening after which employees are not expected to reply. Several firms have designated the 10 hours between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m., others the 12 hours between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. A four-hour failure of a processing system used by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection caused delays at airports across the country on New Year's Day holiday. The system's failure, which lasted from about 5 to 9 p.m., did not appear to be caused by a malicious act, the agency said in a statement. The U.S. government has been tracking an India-based scheme since 2013, where call center employees pretend to be IRS agents extracting money to prevent IRS problems. In this period, Americans, many of them recent immigrants, have lost $100 million to the scam. The path to imposing tariffs that Trump has talked about, along with taxes and other revenue-generating measures, clearly begins with Congress, and particularly the House, through the Origination Clause. When presidents have raised or lowered tariffs in the past, they have tended to do so using explicit, if sometimes wide-ranging, authority from Congress. To do otherwise is unconstitutional. Some changes in the national health care system will be permanent. Most doctors across the U.S. are using electronic medical records installed in many cases with federal money provided by the Economic Stimulus Law of 2009. The federal government and private insurers are rewarding health care providers that work together to coordinate care and avoid unnecessary expenses. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.